Hey guys.
Hey guys.
Welcome back to Dada.
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 Dada. We're drinking wine again this week.
Woo woo.
Because college is hard. I know. And we're resorting back to alcohol, which is never the answer.
No, but for right now, it's temporary.
Yes.
It's the temporary answer.
Yes. We're on the number one vanilla Dada again.
Once again. Because it is a staple.
It is a staple. Not gonna lie. Number three. No, number three is a spice. Is it number four coffee?
No, number three is coffee.
Oh,
I think number three is coffee. Yeah,
and number two is spice. Oh, yeah. The coffee.
I have been turned on to the coffee. What, by Moya?
Yeah.
Do you want to know something scandalous?
What,
Mom? I'm calling you out. My mom doesn't like Dada.
Oh my gosh.
I know. She was over at my granny's house the other day, drinking some wine, and she was like, "You know, I just don't like Dada." I was like,
"Hi,
what?" I need to get into the specifics, actually.
Yes, no. And at some point, so we will do some like fun taste test, but it's kind of spenny.
This was on sale in Dunn's for €9.
I can't believe that, because it's €9.84 normally.
I know.
And it's always been €9.84 in Ireland.
But it's like €9.84 like on sale.
It's so weird.
Really weird.
I don't know.
I know.
But love it. Anyway, what are we talking about this week?
Sustainability.
Yes, sustainability. And minor disclaimer that I think we're just gonna like talk about our thoughts on sustainability and fashion versus giving any fact or recommendations.
Yes.
We're just gonna...
That'll be a whole separate episode.
Yeah.
That we need to think about a bit more.
I think, yeah, I definitely want to do like a researched sustainability episode. Actually, I want to give a shout out to Instagram friend, and also she has a podcast.
Oh.
She's called Maggie. Her username is YeMags on Instagram, and she has a podcast called Culture Club.
Oh, which, I saw that she uploaded her own podcast.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
But so she writes a lot about like sustainable fashion and like her thoughts on it, and like she's
so pretty.
She's so well versed as well on it, and the way that she talks about it is so accessible. So if you want actual information, check her out.
Yeah.
But for now, we're going to be...
You've got us.
We're going to be shy talking while drinking red wine.
As per usual.
About our thoughts on sustainability. So,
yeah.
Lauren, take it away. As the resident sustainable person.
Well, hello.
I'm sustainable too, but like, I feel like you're slightly more well-versed.
Yes. Hello. My name is Lauren. I am a sustainable person. I like to live my life sustainably.
We love the earth.
We love the earth. No, I... Up until I was like 18, I wasn't really like that sustainable. Like I obviously like recycled and stuff, but like I didn't really recycled and stuff. But like I didn't really like, it wasn't even really like a narrative for me that I saw. And then when I started working in my job, I had the pleasure working with this girl, Anique. Did you ever meet Anique?
Yes.
She's like my mom. I love Anique so much.
She's so cool.
She's so nice and so sweet and very kind of like non-judgmentally, very wanted to show me about sustainability and told me why it was specifically like with like fast fashion companies. Mm-hmm. She would like just ever so, like if I ever had a question about it, like she would always tell me. And like through her and through working in the shop, which was a sustainable and ethical shop.
Yeah.
Like I learned so much more about it and how like fast fashion companies like are really horrible both to the planet and to their workers. And like it kind of just like really opened my eyes. And then one day I just switched and I've never bought from fast fashion since.
So
it's been 3 years since I've bought from fast fashion. I figured it out. The last thing I ever bought was from Nasty Gal in January 2018.
I think one of the last things I bought was... last thing I showed in a haul was Nasty Gal like last year in September, but I did buy that corduroy suit from Mango.
Oh, but that one's good.
Yeah, and I'm gonna have it. But
I know.
That's another thing. I do just want to say you had like your little background thing. I just want to give it like a slight background on how I came to sustainability stuff because I think it's kind of interesting because my mum and my dad, they're both like genuinely just sustainable people at heart without realizing that it was
a thing.
Like they weren't doing it thinking that it was like a trend or whatever. Especially my mom, she worked in our local charity shop Oxfam whole life. I used to go there whenever I was a little kid and like sit at the cashier on a little stool. So she would always shop secondhand, and I think honestly, the main thing for her, and she shopped on eBay as well, was the enjoyment of finding something that you wouldn't normally find for like a cheap price.
Yeah.
But then once sustainability came into it, she was like, oh my word, I've been doing this the whole time.
I started this.
Completely. And she would always buy like organic vegetables and stuff. And now they are like anti-waste. Like they take their little bags to the supermarket and will like make sure they pick out vegetables that don't have plastic wrap. Like they are so good.
Oh my God.
Which is something like I don't have the privilege of whenever you go to Lidl and nothing's everything's in plastic.
Yeah.
But it was kind of interesting that I had that like background in it without like knowing. Because occasionally I still used to buy from fast fashion brands growing up, especially whenever I was in sixth form where everyone was turning 18 every single week. Yeah, and you had to have
a new outfit.
A new outfit
and
every week.
And you couldn't borrow someone's.
No. And that was like I think that was my worst point of like buying from fast fashion.
I agree. Yeah, me too.
Because most of the stuff I didn't wear again. And I didn't like it. Because you realize that you had another 18th and you're like, shit, I need something.
Yeah.
You order off Boohoo. It looks shit.
Yeah.
The material
is shit.
Is shit.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, the whole thing with sustainability is that, like, I also want to say that my granny is exactly like your parents and is super sustainable.
Yeah.
And, like, goes hard. She calls it Echo instead of Eco.
Oh.
And she's from the north. It's so cute. But, no, she's super into sustainability and stuff. But, no, I completely agree with you. And I think that there's, like, if you are a person who, like, this is not to shame anyone who buys fast fashion, of course.
No.
But, like, my thing with because a lot of my friends would still buy fast fashion, and I'd made it a point to never like shove it down their throat, because it's like, obviously to have a conversation with someone about it is like, I think, kind of like an important thing to do, just so that you can like kind of understand each other's points of views and stuff. And like, but I also think there's a bit of a misconception that like people think that like, if you don't buy fast fashion, you're spending lots of money on your clothes. Which is never the case.
No.
Do you know what I mean? People are like, I don't have the money to spend like 60 euro on a white cotton t-shirt. It's like, have you heard of Depop?
Yeah.
Have you heard of ASOS Marketplace? eBay?
Yeah.
Like that's where I buy all my clothes.
I used to be hard on eBay. My mom got me into it whenever I was growing up, before
that
Depop was ever a thing.
Yeah.
And it was like the adrenaline rush of having the auction. So Depop, you find something, if you like it, you buy it. But with eBay, because mostly the things I would sell would be auction versus buy it now, and you'd have to wait until like the time ran out, and then you'd be like sending in all your bids, and it was like literally heart, like,
oh,
it was
God.
So fun.
I couldn't do that.
But then whenever you missed out, you're like, oh shit, I should put an extra 50p on that.
Yeah. You know. I bid on a camera once, and I remember that happened to me, where I bid on it like an hour before it went off. And then someone like bid on it like 5 euro higher than I did or something. And I was like, no.
Yeah. No, there's a skill to eBay. But I completely agree. Like, for the most part, it's actually cheaper to like not buy from fast fashion brands.
It's crazy.
Small disclaimer is, I know there's like this narrative that excess thrifting can take away clothes from people who actually need to access clothes through thrift stores. I don't know if that's kind of the same in Ireland, because we don't really have those like large scale charity shops.
It's not really like that.
But I do understand where that's coming from, is like that's more like people buying from charity shops and then hiking up the price on Depop.
Yeah, which is, yeah.
Which like, I don't understand.
It doesn't really make sense.
And is annoying.
Yeah. But like, my thing is like, I buy from charity shops the same as I would in any other shop. Whereas it's like, if I see like a cardigan and I'm like, I could definitely get wear out of that, I'd buy it. But like, if I saw like a top and I was like, oh, it's cute, but like, how much would I wear? I wouldn't buy it. You know, like if I didn't think I'd wear it, I wouldn't buy it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to go into a charity shop and do the same thing as I would like 4 years ago and do an ASOS haul and buy like 10 things for like 50 quid. Like, I'm only going to buy like one thing maybe per shop.
That took me a long time to like get into, because I know for the past few years it's always been in the back of my head where it's like, oh, I need a good pair of jeans, let me just spend the £100 on a good pair of jeans I wear every single day, and I won't do that. But I'll buy 5 £20 dresses for an 18th that I won't wear.
I know.
And like, looking back on that, I'm like, why don't I just buy the jeans in the first place?
I know.
I
would
have
had
them.
I know.
And like, I think now whenever I buy clothing, it's very much like, what do I need or what excites me? Like, there's some pieces which I know I won't wear. Like, I bought that corset from Fancy Club,
oh, that's
which,
amazing.
To be fair, handmade. Yeah, so, like, so it is, like, sustainable and all that. But I know I'm not going to wear it every day.
Yeah.
But I'm like, that makes me so happy.
Yeah.
You know? And fashion should excite you.
Yeah, completely. But I think for people who are kind of like, I say this to a lot of my friends a lot. It's like, it's all about balance. It's like, no one's saying that you have to cut out fast fashion completely. The thing is that it's like, okay, maybe like, maybe at Christmas time, you're like, okay, I want a jumper and I want a coat. And I said this to Rob during winter. I was like, yeah, you definitely need a jumper and a coat. But if you're buying a coat from ASOS, maybe you could look for the jumper secondhand or vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you think, okay, I want two jumpers and a coat. If you just like buy, if you just like introduce like a charity shop or a Depop buy or a vintage store buy for one of the pieces, mm-hmm. then that's all you need to do, you know?
Yeah.
But it's that thing of you don't have to fill your wardrobe constantly with fast fashion because like you can integrate, that's what I want to say, you can integrate a little bit of the kind of slow fashion into your wardrobe, and once you start doing that, you'll kind of find that like it gets easier to do it
completely
with lots of different stuff. Now, in saying that, I find it very difficult to get trousers because I'm very tall and I have kind of like, I'm kind of hippie and I have small waist and I have big legs. So
hippie, not in the way of hippie, but like just general hips.
How dare you?
I'm just clarifying.
No. Yeah. Very hip. Yeah. Like I have childbearing hips, as my mom would say. No, my mom wouldn't say that, but like, you know what I mean? So like, it's hard for me to find trousers that fit. So, like, I have gone, like, when I find a pair of trousers that I know are the exact measurements I need on Depop or ASOS Marketplace, it could be, like, 150 quid. I don't care. I will buy them.
Yeah.
Because I only have, like, four pairs of trousers in my wardrobe. You know, I really don't have any, you know.
And I think, like, one of the problems which even, like, I find so hard is seeing influencers, people on Instagram and stuff just changing their clothing every single day and like getting outfit pictures, and I know that's their job. And even like, there's honestly the majority of influencers that I follow still show pieces that are from Depop or from like handmade sellers, but they're still changing it every single day, and I think it's like, it's so unrealistic and it makes you think that you have to be constantly switching out your wardrobe,
which is not the case.
But I get it being so hard. Like, I feel the pressure whenever I'm like, oh, wait, no, I need that cute little mesh brown zebra tank to be hip, you know? Like, it is.
I need, like, to be like the Love Island influencer.
No, I don't want to be like, I want to be like the cool Pinterest girls.
if I could be a Love Island girl, though, I'd do that in a heartbeat.
Nah.
It's always been my dream to be on Love Island. Yes.
I would love to do the Love Island experience, of course, without it being on TV. Like the
I'd love to do it. I'd just be starting drama everywhere.
I'd be like,
you called who for a chat? That's why I've been seeing him for 2 weeks.
But I think I'll see Long Game and I'm like, that's not gonna offend well for me down the line. But like, would be so fun.
Would be so much fun to do Love Island. Oh, it'd be so much fun. I miss it so much. Anyway, back to sustainability.
We were talking about earlier about Depop.
Yes.
And one of my things which I find so annoying about Depop is people wholesale buying stuff
from
China.
Yeah.
And any other place. And
Turkey or whatever.
Yeah. And then upselling it.
I know.
But because they're shopping on because they're selling on Depop, it gives off the illusion.
Well, yeah.
That it's
that happened to me. Yeah. There was a woman on Depop who had Lil Tik. She was verified and everything. And she was selling, you've probably seen it, like this very cool fuzzy jumper with like paint kind of.
The green stripe.
The green stripe with the darker green paint on it. And I was like, oh my God, that's so cute. And then I saw an Instagrammer post the jumper. And I was like, oh my God, she got it from that person. And I clicked on the little shop thing. Yeah. And it was a completely different site. And then I just like searched on Google, like green fuzzy jumper with like paint, whatever. And like it, there were so many sites selling it. And I was like, this bitch. I was like, I'm about to give you £40.
Yeah.
And you're like, but I was like, it's horrible because that's exactly what you're doing. But once you notice it, you see it everywhere.
Okay.
Everywhere.
Is that the same as the green trousers? The plaid ones that you bought? Because Ella.
My plaid. Yes,
Ella
probably
bought them as well, and she was like the worst quality,
horrible quality.
Can't believe I spent 50.
Yeah, more.
On it.
Yeah,
probably. And yeah, I think so. That happens. That kind of area of whatever is on eBay as well, where it's like wholesale.
Mm.
And I get it, but like you, I don't know. I think it's like harder to associate with Depop because Depop is so like in your head sustainable.
Mm.
And then having people
I know.
Resell wholesale stuff is just like, I don't know.
It takes it like it defeats the purpose.
Yeah.
You know?
But it's, like you can't kick them off. I don't know.
No, it's hard. And it's also kind of like you are so the person who is buying that, like myself, is so well intentioned
yeah.
has such good intentions, but like it almost feels like you've been cheated out of trying to do a good thing.
Yeah.
And like, I don't know. It's just, it's hard. It's a hard kind of, Depop has become a little bit of like a hard thing to kind of go around.
Mm,
you know, it's
yeah.
like, I don't know. You see the jumper I was talking about, or like the smiley face cardigan.
Yeah.
That's like
the flowers,
yeah. that everybody has. And like, you know, like I remember trying to buy that and then realizing that it was wholesale and I was like, Beck, and there's a one big company that we both know that we won't name, but that is
who are we talking
do you know who it is now? Who
yeah
who I'm pretty sure buys wholesale as well.
Yeah, no, it yeah it
it's
does
becoming
just,
a bit of an issue.
It is. And I right, so part of me is like, okay, fair play to that person who's like doing their business.
Yeah I respect the hustle.
I respect the hustle, but yeah. You got to disclaim it.
Yeah, yeah, you do. You do. And also, you can't be charging that much for it when it's
no,
obvious.
No, I know.
But you know, it's that thing of like, it probably arrives and it's a piece of shit.
Yeah, you completely.
Know? Like, it's horrible. Probably.
Yeah. And like, I think the worst thing I did for fast fashion buying, which I know every single one of you girls have done, is to buy your bathing suits from Zaffo whenever it
did
comes.
You do that?
I did.
Oh my god, I never did that.
And you know what, some of them were excellent.
Really?
Yeah,
really.
But you like, yeah, you just you just can't do it.
I know, it's hard to find it's hard to find sustainable swimwear. What was that company that you got
You Swim.
That swimsuit was beautiful.
Oh, so fly. Right.
I'm going to buy one of those next year. I've decided.
Right.
Or this summer. I'm going to
yeah.
buy one.
The
yeah.
thing, though, with sustainable swimwear, and I'll say this, maybe not for lingerie, but even just like if it wasn't sustainable, swimming costumes are so expensive
yeah.
for the littlest amount of
yeah.
fabric possible. And I remember
yeah.
showing my mom who... As I said, she's a very like sustainable person without knowing, and her whole thing has always been quality in fabrics and
yeah.
manufacturing. So whenever she sees a swimsuit, she's like, yes, okay, cute, but that is the tiniest amount of fabric
yeah.
that they've had to use.
Yeah.
So I was just like, fuck it. And I bought swimsuits from Zaffo. And to be fair, I've worn them for like 4 summers.
Well, exactly.
So,
well, that's that thing of, that is that thing of if you buy from fast fashion but you know you're gonna get the wear out of it, like a swim something small like a swimsuit, lingerie set, like whatever the fuck you want, like a fucking bandeau top, like you know you're gonna get the wear out of it and it'll
yeah.
last you for years, by all means go ahead.
Yeah, it's
you know?
More just about like the excess narrative that fast fashion,
the landfills and stuff.
Yeah,
yeah.
And oh, the thing about returning stuff and it gets thrown in the landfill.
I have tea for you
guys.
Insider
okay.
tea, insider tea.
So whoever stuck around for 20 minutes, wait
till
you hear this.
The tea is piping
hot. I cannot believe this is true. Like, I cannot.
I know.
I actually don't believe it until I see it.
It's
so
true.
If anyone can verify this.
Yeah, actually, please let us know. We'll be in communication.
Yeah. Okay. Knock it off.
I have a friend that works for Victoria's Secret, and she said that so when someone returns, this is specifically talking about the bras. When someone returns a bra, they have to, they throw them out. They can't resell the bra because for like hygienic reasons, like it's cheaper for them to just throw it out than to like pay for laundry costs. But before they throw them out, they cut them. Like they get a scissors and cut them at the middle part between the two cups so that no one can wear them and fish them out of the trash. So like purposely for like if homeless people were like looking through and trying to get a fucking bra for them to wear, they couldn't because they cut the fucking strap or the little middle part. How horrible is that? And she said she's done it. Like I know for a fact she's done it.
That's just
that. How horrific is that?
It's so bad.
And me and Moira were talking about this and like we were both just saying like
so disheartening.
So disheartening. But also like the amount of like publicity that they would get if they like if they said if they had like given a mountainful of bras to a homeless charity, the amount of publicity that they would have gotten like would have like saved their face and saved their reputation so much before all this bullshit.
No,
but like it's the fact that they're purposely stopping people who deserve to wear bras to stop them wearing them is horrific.
Yeah. And it
also allegedly, I don't want to get sued, but yeah, I know it's true. Allegedly.
Allegedly. But like that is completely the same with their approach to not catering or like not showing plus size or like,
yeah,
just different or their everyday models, yeah, on like their Victoria's Secret shows. Mm. And like, I'm, whenever you told me, it was like shocking, but like at the same time, not surprised.
No.
Like,
no.
Of course, it was Victoria's Secret,
yeah,
who would do that. Rather, yeah, than, I don't get it. Who is the person sitting in marketing and is being like, the best thing to do is ignore what the people want?
Or, yeah.
Like, ignore, yeah, like doing a good thing.
Well, what's so funny about that is Victoria's Secret not showing plus size models or like.
Allegedly.
No, well, they don't. Well, yeah, they don't. Yeah. That's a fact. They don't. That's 100% fact.
True.
Not showing plus size models, also not showing a diverse enough cast, yeah, of models. Like the thing is that it's like you are, number one, for probably the last 5 years, not listening to people. And if they had done that, then they wouldn't be bankrupt. And number two, you consecutively for like 25, 30 years have been cutting out 80% of the population.
Yeah.
Do you know the amount of money they actually could have made? This is just from like a retail standpoint, but the amount of money they actually could have made if they had the video of the plus size Asian model or like the just a Latino model or like anybody walking down the runway, like they could have made bank. But yeah, like they're idiots. Like why they fought it for so long, I have no idea.
I know, and I guess their whole thing was like, oh, but we're selling like the dream. But like dreams,
oh, fuck off.
Dreams change.
Yeah.
And also like no one's buying into the dream anymore.
No.
Like we're all happy with ourselves, no, allegedly.
Allegedly. But like, did you see the thing? For a few years, there was this underwear. I don't remember what the name of it was, but there was this underwear brand that the same night at the Victoria's Secret fashion show, they put on their own fashion show.
Was it not
show.
Savage X Fenty?
No, it wasn't. No. It was more kind of like, kind of independent brand. Okay. Fucking yeah, buy Rihanna because she's a fucking queen. I wanted to buy that bra that you put up so bad, the white lace one.
Oh, but it was
sold out everywhere.
Oh, well, that wasn't the one I was wearing.
I know, but you linked it and yeah, I wanted, yeah, to buy it and I couldn't find it.
Oh,
I know.
Oh, I'm such a good influencer.
I know, I really want one. But no, this company.
Wait, you can
put on the same.
I might send it to you. Try it on, but like just see what, because like I don't have boobs, so
chip. Oh my god. That's exciting.
Anyway.
Real friendship. But this company put on a fashion show the same night as the Victoria's Secret fashion show. And they just showcased like the diverse the models that we wanted to see on, yes, Victoria's, yeah, Secret. Like they had like people with like disabilities, mm-hmm, like people who like of all ethnicities, of all body sizes, heights, weights, like whatever it fucking was. And like, it's just like so ridiculous that it's like that's a form of like protest, like showing
real
women,
people.
But like it's so stupid,
yeah,
you know? It's like just fucking show whoever, like so stupid.
I know.
So frustrating as well.
Yeah.
It's like the amount of times I've seen someone that looks like me on fucking TV, I'm sick of myself.
Yeah.
You know, it's like I want to see other people.
Yeah.
You know? Actually, speaking of that, did you watch, oh, I can't remember the name of it. Mindy Kaling wrote a thing for Netflix and it was like this coming of age 10-part series.
Yes, the Indian girl.
Yeah.
Oh my word, loved it. Also,
loved it.
The hot Asian lead.
Oh, he was so sexy.
Right. Okay.
So sexy.
Guys, since we're all friends here.
Yeah.
There are just, I cannot find a hot Asian boy in Dublin.
I know. I'm so sorry for you.
I can't.
I don't know what it is.
But to be fair, so I've been on the dating apps and I've scrolled. They're just genuinely no one of
nowhere
my,
to be seen.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Where's all the hot Asians?
Aww.
Come find me.
At Moima Winnie.
At Moima Winnie.
She's single.
I'm single. But yeah, oh, he was so cute. But that was just like such a fun show. And I remember I was watching it, my mom was watching it at the same time we were watching it together, because like we're kind of at the point where it's like some things we'll watch together.
Yeah.
To be fair, that was very PG, but you never know.
I know.
And yeah, it was just like, it was so cute because
But you know why I love that show?
Okay. I was going to go into a whole thing about Asian representation.
Very quickly.
Okay, go ahead.
The man who played the dad who passed away was in Lost. And I remember I watched him as a kid, and when I saw him, I was like, oh my God, I love this guy. He's such a good actor. And then it was like, he's dead. And I was like, oh, okay. Aww. I was like, oh no. Like, anyway, sorry, go on. This is probably important.
Well, no. It was more just, so this actually ties into me trying to also find an Asian guy to date. But my whole life, I've never found Asian guys attractive. You know why? Because the only media I've seen, Western media, who the Asian guy is always portrayed as super nerdy. He's never been like the guy that people fancy. And now finally we're getting more Asian representation with like Crazy Rich Asians.
Crazy Rich, such a good movie.
Oh my God, Henry Golding.
And I didn't think I'd like that movie. Loved it.
And
loved it.
Because I'm also watching more K-dramas where obviously...
Oh, I need to watch one!
Yeah, obviously they're like... Everyone's Asian in them, so like their hot guys are Asian.
Yeah,
but I'm not used to that.
Yeah,
and now I'm like, wait, I actually fancy Asian guys as well. Obviously,
yeah, of course.
But it's so interesting to see like, everyone's hot. Hot girl energy. This has been my thing. I've been on this hot girl buzz.
Oh my God, I'm so glad that you like realized that.
No,
or came to that realization.
Yeah, and it is also kind of not sad, but like, I can't believe. Now only at like 21 things have started to change, but it's so nice to see that like the generation growing up younger than me have that representation of people who look like me or who are more Asian than me, because I'm only 50%, but like that we are hot, guys. You're so hot.
Smoking. I know, it's actually kind of like, it is a bit like, I'm so glad that you like realized that, but like it's really like upsetting to like hear that as well, because it's like I don't know, it's like just like the way that like Western media has portrayed anyone who isn't white for literally 100 years is like fucking horrible to hear from like someone else's perspective.
And I think it's kind of different from a female perspective, because I think Asian women before were at least being typecasted as hot Asian,
very fetishized,
but with guys they weren't even getting fetishized, if you know what I mean.
I get you.
So now I'm like, yes, Asian man, yes, love to see it.
It's your moment.
It's my moment. There's apparently a really amazing American, but directed by an Asian American guy called, I think it's Minari, coming out.
Ooh.
But it looks like, I think it might break me. It's like, ooh, it's like an emotional, like,
finally.
Yeah, I love a good cry, but yeah, I'm gonna check that out.
Oh my God, so much fun.
What a fun convo.
What an exciting convo. Really, sustainability and
Asian representation.
Love it.
This is data. This is what you've come for.
Yeah, it's what you expect at this point.
Yeah.
Okay, well, enjoy, guys. I hope
you have a lovely week.
Yeah. Have a lovely one.
Have a lovely one. I used to say it in the shop to all the customers. Have a lovely one.
Oh my God. Well,
XOXO.
XO. Follow us at DataPod, at MoimaHwinny, and at Lauren.
Oh, is that
your
name?
That's how you
Irish?
Pronounce it. Yeah, it's my name in Irish. Lauren. Lauren underscore.
I didn't understand. I actually didn't know that.
Someone in the comments, please, or like message me or something, and please tell me how you thought that was spelled. I'd love to know that.
I thought it was Lavrian.
Do you know what I mean? Like, people can't pronounce, like, spell Neve and stuff. I thought it was Lavrian. Nope. Lauren.
Whoa. I didn't know your name was actually Irish.
No, it's not. It's just the Irish name of Lauren. The Irish version of Lauren. Anyway, sorry. Okay. Bye, guys.